This is a recording for the Mindfulness Tools course at the Center for Mindfulness at UMass Memorial Health. We're going to do a lying down yoga and mindful movement practice together. Start by lying down on your back with your legs stretched out, letting your feet, ankles, and legs relax, letting them rest and fall into whatever position they may on their own. Have your arms at your sides. Notice how the body feels in this position, feeling the support of the floor below you. Where is your attention drawn in this body right now? Notice the sensations wherever your attention is drawn. Notice the sensations of breath in the body. Where do you notice breathing happening? Now, very slowly, raise your arms up overhead toward the ceiling, noticing the sensations in the body as you do this. And then continue and extend them behind you to the wall behind your head with a very gentle reach. What sensations do you notice in the body now? Where do you notice them? Keep in mind that during this entire practice, you are free to modify or adjust the movements and postures if they cause too much tension or pain. It's okay to observe and explore pain and tension in the body, but there is no need to strain. We do not want to hurt ourselves. The point of this practice is not to successfully perform the movements, but instead to be aware and mindful of whatever movements you do. If no movements are comfortable at this time, you may remain still and imagine yourself doing the movements and postures in your mind's eye. Now raise your arms back up toward the ceiling and down to the floor again. Slowly, feeling the effects of that movement and each new bodily position. And again, raise your arms up overhead toward the ceiling. And then extend them behind you to the wall behind your head with a very gentle reach. And then raise your arms back up toward the ceiling again, slowly, and then down to the floor again, resting your arms at your side. How does this feel in your body? Now bend your knees and put your feet flat on the floor. Gently lift your lower back slightly off the floor, creating a small space between your lower back and the floor, curving your spine slightly, tilting the pelvis forward slightly. And now flatten your lower back to the floor, closing that gap between your lower back and the floor, pointing your pelvis slightly toward the ceiling. And then lift your lower back slightly again. And then flatten it to the floor again, rocking back and forth between these two positions, noticing the bodily sensations that result from these movements and positions. As you do this, where is your attention drawn to? Where do you feel it in the body? Notice the sensations as they arise in the present moment. Now let your body remain still. Notice how this stillness feels. Let your left leg stretch flat on the floor again, and bring your right knee up toward your torso. Clasp your hands or arms around your right knee, and slowly move the right knee in circles, starting with small circles in one direction, feeling the range of motion, feeling that right leg and hip. Slowly expand those circles outwards into bigger and bigger circles slowly. After you finish your largest circles, switch direction. Going back in the other direction, slowly starting again with small circles. Gradually getting bigger and bigger. If there's any particular area that you didn't get to move with this right knee, just explore any kind of movement that feels called for here. Remember to be mindful of sensations as they arise in the present, and be gentle with your body, not forcing any movements or positions. And then, if you like, you can try very gently to lift your forehead toward your right knee, noticing the sensations that happen as you do this. Do you feel a gentle stretch in the back and the spine? Notice feelings in and on the body, muscles, bones, tendons, ligaments, cartilage, clothes, contact with the surface you are on. Now let your head back down, releasing your arms back down to your side, feeling the effects of this, and noticing the difference between the right leg and the left leg right now. Now we'll do the other leg. Let your right leg stretch flat on the floor, and bring your left knee up toward your torso. Clasp your hands or arms around your left knee and move the left knee in circles, starting with small circles in one direction, feeling the range of motion, feeling the left leg and hip. Slowly expand those circles outwards into bigger and bigger circles slowly. After you finish your largest circles, switch direction, going back in the other direction, slowly starting again with small circles, gradually getting bigger and bigger. If there's any particular area that you didn't get to move with this left knee, just explore any kind of movement that feels called for here. Mindful of the sensations as they arise in the present. And now, if you like, you can try very gently to lift your forehead toward your left knee, noticing the sensations that happen, feeling any stretches in the body. What are you aware of in the body right now? And now let your head back down, releasing your arms back down to your side. Noticing the effect on the body of these movements. Now return to our first posture, both legs resting on the floor, stretched out, arms back at your side, resting in stillness. Aware of the body and any sensations arising in the moment. If experiences outside of our body, like thoughts, or emotions or sounds come to our attention, we notice that our attention has gone to these, and then we notice when our attention has returned to the body. Now very gently, slowly, and with awareness, roll to your side and push yourself up into tabletop position, hands flat on the floor, below each shoulder, arms mostly straight, ever so slightly bent, knees on the ground, about a hip's width apart. We'll do some cat and cow postures. Raise your back up like a cat, back to the ceiling, head down. Remain like this for a moment, feeling the body. Now drop your stomach down slightly, arch your back a little, head up, and feel the body here. Now raise your back again, head down, and then lower your stomach again, back slightly arched, head up. Move between these two postures at your own pace, slowly, gently. How does the body feel? Where do you feel it? Back, neck, shoulders, hands, head, knees, abdomen, legs, feet, wherever you feel it. Feel any flexibility and mobility of the spinal column as you do these movements. Now we're going to move into child's pose. With your knees on the floor, sit back toward your feet, keeping your hands on the floor out in front of you. And slowly have your upper body come down towards the floor on your knees or in between your knees. You can either fold your arms and rest your forehead on the folded arms, or you can rest your forehead on the ground with your arms stretched either in front of you or back behind you. Whatever feels comfortable for you here, resting for a moment in this posture. How does this feel? Where do you feel it? Now come back up into a tabletop position again. Feel the balance of the body here. Extend the right leg back. You may want to begin by just touching the right toes to the floor with the right leg fully extended. And lift your left arm straight in front of you, out into the air. How does the body feel in this posture? Where in the body do you feel it? One trick to improve balance is to let your gaze rest on one spot, unmoved, either in front of you or on the floor. Experiment here by lifting that right leg up as much as feels comfortable for you. Maybe hovering the toes just off the floor, or maybe lifting the leg higher, maybe even parallel with the ground, making a straight line in line with your extended left arm. Remember that there is not more benefit in more challenging positions. The benefit in this practice comes from the awareness brought to the posture, regardless of the posture you choose. All postures are equally beneficial here. Just bring curiosity and awareness to the body. Do you notice your balance shifting as you extend your opposite arm and leg? Now lower your leg and arm and notice how the body feels as you lower them. Let your body come to stillness in the tabletop posture. How does the body feel resting here? Now extend the left leg back. Maybe touching the left toes to the floor with the left leg fully extended, and lift your right arm straight in front of you out into the air. How does this feel? You can lift your left leg up if that's comfortable, hovering the toes just off the floor or maybe higher. Maybe even parallel with the ground, making a straight line in line with your extended right arm. Now lower your leg and arm, and notice how the body feels as you lower them. Let your body come to stillness in this posture. Now come to your back again, slowly and mindfully moving onto your back. Going to prepare for a bridge pose. Now very gently bend your knees and put your feet flat on the floor, fairly close to the buttocks, if that feels comfortable to you. Arms either at your sides or stretched out a little bit more. Some people like to have their arms all the way out to the sides. Gently push off with your legs and raise your whole midsection and pelvic area up, shoulders and neck and head remaining on the floor. Reach the highest point that's comfortable for you, just resting. Pausing here for a moment, and then let your body back down till the back reaches the floor again, pausing and resting here as well. How does this feel in movement and then in stillness? Repeat this bridge motion at your own pace, feeling the movement and sensations in the body as you move. Pushing off from the floor, raising the pelvic abdomen area up, shoulders, neck, and head on the floor, and then lowering. Now remain on your back, still in our first posture, legs stretched out, arms to your sides, noticing how your body feels here, now. Noticing your breathing. Where is breathing happening? And as we end this practice, slowly and gently transition out of this posture, rising up slowly from your side to your seat, moving mindfully, aware of movements, until you're ready to fully come out of this posture. And as you continue with your day, you can let mindfulness arise in this way of your movements, your natural movements, in your day-to-day activities. You may rest in awareness. Thank you. Be well.